This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Scientists in Southeast Colorado want to understand how climate change and agriculture impact safe drinking water. Sally Weir bought a house in the San Luis Valley 5 years ago. She told our partners, KFF Health News, that the first time she tested her well water, the level of arsenic was nearly 5 times the federal standard.
It makes me really anxious. Even though I'm attempting to mitigate for it, yeah, I worry about it fairly frequently. And I've thought about just buying drinking water, but that's a lot.
Researchers have previously linked high arsenic levels in California, Mexico, and Vietnam to overpumping of aquifers, an issue also common in Colorado. Congressman Jason Crow and other Democratic veterans are stressing how significantly a federal debt default could impact former service members. If the country defaults next week, veterans might not get their benefits. Crow says there is an oath that's made. When someone fights for the country, the nation will be there for their family. And that should never be in question.
And yet here we are. Because of gamesmanship by the House Republicans, it is in question. It's unacceptable. We are here to call it out.
Republican leaders say they're optimistic that a deal can be reached with the White House to raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid default. But the deadline could hit as early as next Thursday. The Colorado Air National Guard will fly over a handful of Memorial Day events along the Northern Front Range on Monday. Pilots will soar through the skies over Boulder, Brighton, and Denver's observances. They'll also make a pass by the towns of Thornton, Home Lake, and Parker. Weather could impact those plans, but so far, rain appears unlikely. The flyovers are scheduled to happen between 10 a.m. and 12:30. This is CPR News and KRCC. More rain is likely along the Front Range this afternoon.